Sacred sites see development on this week's AP Religion Roundup. A church reopens at Ground Zero, and a Jordan River baptism site may soon see a new village. More than two decades after a tiny Greek Orthodox church in Lower Manhattan was destroyed in the September 11th attacks, that church's far grander replacement opened to the public this week. Michael Saros helped organize the new St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Church and Shrine.
The National Shrine completes the Trinity at Ground Zero. You have the museum, you have the reflecting poles, but now faith has been restored to Ground Zero.
St. Nicholas is in an elevated park overlooking the rebuilt Trade Center's Memorial Plaza. Olga Pavlico says it has been a long time coming.
21 years, a lot of hardships, a lot of ups and downs, but we finally made it.
Meanwhile, another building project is being planned on the banks of the Jordan River, near the traditional baptism site of Jesus. This has worried some who want to preserve the area's character. Samir Murad chairs the organization planning the development.
The baptism site itself is a UNESCO World Heritage protected site and will remain in its pristine condition as it has done for the past 2,000 years.
The Jordanian government donated about 340 acres of land for the development of the area known as Bethany beyond the Jordan. Tradition says John the Baptist baptized Jesus here in what became Christianity's third holiest site.
I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Many modern-day visitors don white robes and immerse themselves in the sacred waters. The development work will kick off with a sustainable village near the historic site. Later stages will see the introduction of botanical gardens, a bird sanctuary, and a wellness center. Historian Ian Torrance says preservation in the midst of development is crucial.
Part of the listing is to preserve the site in its wilderness state, not turn it into something which is over-commercialized, but to retain its spirituality.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.